My name is Deja.
My name is Austin.
We are in the 7th grade.
We are interviewing two teachers about having lockers at Propel East.
The first teacher we're interviewing is Mr. Lyon. So, Mr. Lyon,
do you think lockers will help the teachers?
I don't know if they necessarily help us. I think the one thing is that it would be less excuses of why students are missing their stuff. They can't say, well, someone took it out, must have stolen it, because your stuff would have been locked. I think that's the thing. We don't have a problem of people stealing stuff, but that's always the go-to excuse when someone forgets something or loses something to just blame someone else rather than think that they might have done it. So I think that would be nice to just have that, take away that excuse for a student that to say someone stole their homework, because obviously no one needs to do that. But I think that is a very common thing that we hear. So that's in a way I automatically think it would help us. I could just think overall it would make the environment better. It would make that in itself would make it better for us, I think. So it would just be a good thing all around, especially for students. It would help us out too as teachers, I believe.
Do you think lockers would be productive or counterproductive?
The only bad thing about lockers is you're opening and closing them all the time, and it can get loud and it can be a little bit distracting. So if one class is switching and another class isn't, people going to their lockers can become a lot louder than someone reaching into a cubby. You obviously can't hear that. Other than that, that's something I can really think of being counterproductive. Beyond that, all the things I mentioned before, I think make it a very productive thing. And I think the pros would definitely outweigh the cons, as long as, like I said, we had the space and the funding. Probably the only reason we don't have them at this point, and probably the only thing that would have to be a challenge we'd have to overcome to get them in the future.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Lyon.
Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Deja.
The second teacher we are interviewing is Mr. May.
Do you think lockers will be helpful?
I think it definitely helps students feel a little more independent. So in that sense, it's definitely helpful because they feel like, you know, their own person. They feel like they're growing up a little bit. But, you know, again, with the doors being closed, you can also hide a lot of stuff in there too, which opens up the door to a lot of issues.
Do you like the cubbies that we have currently?
I do like the cubbies we have. The biggest issue we have with the cubbies is the space that they take up, but I have no issues with the cubbies. I think they're great. They're big enough that you can share a cubby with one person. So yeah, I mean, I don't have really an issue with our cubbies right now.
Do you think lockers will help the students?
Like I said, feeling independently, yes, I think they could help. As far as organization goes, I don't really think. Cubbies you have now are probably bigger than any lockers there are. So I think the cubbies really help be organized more than anything.
Do you think lockers would be productive?
Yeah, I think they could be productive. Definitely in the sense that they're just giving them more of a junior high feel to our hallway. Sometimes, you know, the worst thing is I feel like we get locked in with elementary kids because it's a K-8 school and you guys are in junior high and you are a little older and a little more mature. So I think lockers would definitely be awesome in that sense, that it would make it feel like more of a junior high.
Thank you for your time, Mr. May. This was Deja and Austin, and the piece you just heard was our piece on lockers. Thank you for listening.